there shall be no evil before thee. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling place. There shall be no evil before thee. There shall be no evil before thee. Neither shall any evil or any plague come near your dwelling place. In the name of Jesus. 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 You are going to speak to yourself. You are going to call your name. You call your name. You are going to decree and speak the word of God to yourself that I am going, Samuel, you have come to this month to take over. You have come into this month to take control. You have come into this month to be a winner. You have come into this month to take what belongs to you in destiny. Begin to decree upon your head as you raise your right hand on your head. Begin to decree upon your head. Speak the word of God upon you. Speak the word of God upon your head that as you have come into this month of August, you have come to dominate. You have come to take back what is lost. You have come to lay hold. You have come to be restored on whatever has been taken from you. Begin to decree. Open your mouth. Begin to decree. Month of August is a special month. It is not as before. Month of August, you have come to lay hold. You have come to lay hold. Whatever has not been working, it is time to receive the strength of God. It is time to receive the life of God. Begin to lay hold. Begin to lay hold right now. Begin to lay hold right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to lay hold right now. Oh, yeah. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth,
Yahweh
Sabaoth,
Yahweh Sabaoth,
Yahweh I decree, as you have made this verdict upon your head and you have called your name, the error that sees even in the thickest darkness, see you right now in the name of Jesus and spare your life and your household in the name of Jesus from every terrible situation, from every turbulence of life, as you journey in this month of August. The eyes of the Lord see you through in the name of Jesus. Whatever evil, whatever plague outside there, it shall not come your dwelling place in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus makes a difference in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Have your seat. Thank you, choir. We are still going to praise God. Have your seat. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. 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 Hallelujah. See, I want your hallelujah to respond to that word. To God be the glory. Come on, shout hallelujah. Because you know what? I'm looking at people that will celebrate very soon. I'm looking at people, their there shall be restoration for them in the name of Jesus. I'm looking at people that they will shout for joy in the name of Jesus. And for the fact that you are here this morning, it's worth praising God for. Come on, to God be the glory. Amen. Especially our women, I want to bless God on your life for you able to put things together and it stay on you. Come on, you have to praise God. I used to wonder one thing. No, we as a man, we can put one thing together and ongoing. But when women, even to ourselves, best of the best, but let a woman just put on something, maybe little, but let it do all the merry-go-round. It will come out, she will come out being behold. And you that just did your best, you'll be wondering what is happening. I remember recently, he got to a stage, I asked my children, is this my wife? They are laughing, they can't even understand what I'm saying. She said, I'm coming. And she came back. She looked different. And on that day, we were doing the wedding celebration. Even the work they did on her, I said, between you and the celebrant, whose one shall we say? Praise the Lord. But on this day, you walk into this month ill and healthy. You are in peace of mind. And on this day, you put on a clothing and you make your facial look being attractive. It is by the help of God. Come on, shout, praise the Lord! And as a family, and as a man, you know, you walk through the valley of evil. You move out day by day. And the mercy of God help you to come back. It's what God praise him for. And that song says, when you wake up in the morning time, give praise to God who wakes you alive. When you wake up in the morning time, give praise to God who wakes you alive. Oh yeah, everybody, help me shante, shante. Shante. Come on, jam your hands together for the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. We must always be thankful unto what God has done. Our time is fast spent, but we will still praise the Lord. Please, choir, I don't know. Please put some praise song together. Life in the name of Jesus. On this note, I welcome you into the month of August, the month of all-round completion in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, clap your hands unto the Most High God. Clap your hands unto the Most High God. Clap your hands unto the Most High God. Open to me, 1 Kings 6, 38. We are in the month of August, the eighth month of the year. You have passed through all other months. It's not by mistake. But you have come to this month for you to lay hold. Let me read. Yes. And in the 11th year, in the 8th month bull, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout the part thereof. And according to all the fashion of it, so was 7 years in building it. So was in 7 years in building it. But look at what I want to use. It said, and in the 11th year in the month Bull, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the part thereof. I speak the word of God to you that on this month, 8th of this year, which is the month of August, shall all your expectations become manifestations in the name of Jesus. I speak the verdict word of God that expectation on every side, every process that your expectation is undergoing, they become completed in this month in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, welcome to the month of your completion all round in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. On that note, I want you to be assured that the Lord is with thee. Say to the person beside you, the Lord is with you. Say to him or her again, say, the Lord is with you. Now declare unto your chest. Put your hand on your chest. Say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. Because he has brought you to the month of your completion. Everything that is ongoing, everything that people don't know of it about you right now, testimony by the manifestation of God will make it a reality in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the Lord is with you. In this month of August of completion, the Lord is with you and it will show forth in you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Look at what Romans 8:31 says. Look at what Romans 8:31 says. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I want us to read this place as a mass choir and you decree it upon yourself. Now, make it personal. We want to read as a mass choir. I want you to stand to your feet. Everybody, let's stand to our feet. Read on the screen. By the time I count 1, 2, 3, go. I want you to decree it and vow it from your mouth that nothing can be against me. Read that word, but make it personal. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. What shall we say to this thing? That if God be for me, who can be against me? One more time. What shall we say to this thing? If God be for me, who can be against me? Mommy, God bless you. I say, welcome battle with the Lord. Welcome battle with the Lord. What can battle with the Lord? I say, nobody. Because there is nothing and there is no one that can battle with the Lord, then anything that anybody might be doing, it shall all be crushed in the name of Jesus. Because you have a God that is with you. So I want you to be reassured. I come with that announcement of reassurance that in this month of August, the Lord is with you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Beloved, because you are experiencing certain things, or your arithmetic you put together did not go that way, has not changed the position of God in your life. I repeat. Because things went a bit ugly, or things was not the way you have planned it, has not changed the plan and the position of God for you. Because his word is yea and amen. And as for you, you will have that thing that has been promised to you in the name of Jesus. God has a different agenda for you. To what your eyes might be seeing, to what the experience might be, he has said it, he will prove it, and he will manifest it in the name of Jesus. Later on, you will come out with a tangible testimony that people will see it and they will believe that it can be only God that can do this one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That was says, if God is for me, who can be against me? Beloved, I want to agree with you that there is nothing more fulfilling for God to take over your battle. There is nothing more fulfilling than God to be with you. There is nothing more fulfilling than God to be around you, because he will always show himself. Even when certain things around terrifying, God always prove himself. I want you to know this. You can't use a lion to guard you and a mad dog is making a noise. I repeat again. A person can't use a lion to stand as a guard or at the entrance of his premises, and a dog that is mad. You know, some of us, you have knowledge of mad dog. In our place, we call some dogs our dog of Dibolugi. Truly, they are mad. But let that dog say he is mad and let him go and be barking and be terrorizing where a lion is. Please tell me the simple answer. What will happen to that dog? It's a meat. It's going to be a meat. But it's not going to be a meat only, but it's going to be a meal. So shall it be here. While whatever may be terrorizing around you, I decree the fire of God that surrounds you shall roast them to ashes in the name of Jesus. Shall roast them to ashes in the name of Jesus. I remember sometime when my wife is doing some cooking in the kitchen. Everywhere will be terrifying heat. And you know, some flies, when they hear the smell of, you know, cooking, they want to fly in. But many of them ended up behind the cooker. Because they just come to the window and they follow their nose. But they become an arches. Praise the Lord. Why? Because something that is more than them is in. So as for you, because the Lord is with you, His presence will see you through in the name of Jesus. He will stand even though enemy come at you, but the hand of the Lord shall raise standard in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is with you in the name of Jesus. So you can be guided by Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and wants to Peter, evil agent, now said, oh, I will show you. Oh, I will come at you. Some people make noise on the day, but they know where to get. Because they know that time, people will always be vulnerable. But they want to come. But they've forgotten to know that you have a God that seeth even in the thicker darkness, in the day and in night. He operates, he does not sleep, he does not slumber, because the Lord has been your shield, even in the time of trouble. Hallelujah! Beloved, have this mind in you, that the one who has called you will not leave you. The one who has called you will not leave you, in the name of Jesus. That's why I pray for you. Anything terrorizing your surroundings that want to dictate to you that God is not with you, all those things in your eyes, you will see them being totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. Give me Isaiah 54, verse 15. Behold, they shall do what? They shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake in the name of Jesus. Whosoever shall come against thee shall fall for thy sake in the name of Jesus. Whosoever constitute everything, it doesn't matter who make themselves to be a physical enemy. But whatever, but know what the Bible says about you. It says, your body is a temple of God. So anything that wants to defy that temple is against God, is an enemy of God. Anything that is coming, challenging the presence of God in your body, I stand on the apostolic grace in this hour this morning. Whatever is the name, whatever guys they may be, anything that is standing, terrorizing the peace of God upon your life, I decree they melt away in the name of Jesus. As the release of this word, whatever is not showing God in your body, whatever is not proving the word of God in your body, I decree by the decree of heaven, they are melting away right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Because the law will not let his own to be put to shame. Because his presence will always speak for you. Know ye on this day that the Lord is with you. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Look at what Psalm 23, verse 4. That chorus we always say. That chorus we always say in Psalm 23, verse 4. Say, yay! Let's read together as a bass choir. Yes, let's go. Yay! Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For that, for what? For that what? For that what? Then see what happened. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And many of us, you know what the rod is. I know what the staff does. People of God, let's tell ourselves the basic truth. Certain moments, we are going to respond to flesh and blood. We are going to experience things because we are in this world that we are going to pass through experiences. But remember, you will not fear no evil. For thou, for the Lord your God, is with you. And the rod and the staff. That rod and the staff is not human rod, though. It's not the staff of men. But it's the rod of God. It's the staff of God that give way, that made you walk into your dream, into your expression being manifestation, into everything you have aspired for in the name of Jesus. And also, it will come to comfort you, to empower you, to strengthen you when your spirit is down. Beloved, I pray for somebody in this house this morning that at any certain time, your spirit is low. At any certain time, that it seems even to call Jesus may be so hard for you. Let the strength of God, let the power of God, let the energy of Zion come true for you in the name of Jesus. Ah! Anyone who has been targeted, who has been aimed at, that we are coming at that moment of your vulnerability, I decree by the decree of heaven, let the presence of the Lord arise for you and prevail for you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, here we are in the month of August, the month of completion, the month, those things that are seem not being done, but in this month, they shall all be completed in the name of Jesus. Because one thing is sure, when a woman got pregnant, the process began, first month, second month. By the time it's getting to that age of delivery, everything will change. Even the size of the stomach cannot be eaten anymore. And even the baby inside too, we be doing somehow that was never before. Even some people will be saying, oh, I want to go out. Even the way they will be kicking, you know that, no, they were not as when they were in a few months ago. Because it showed that they have grown. Everything is ready. As for you, heaven has made everything ready for you in this month in the name of Jesus. Go and get them in the name of Jesus. Finally, look at what the Lord says about you. Not someone else. Say you. Say I. Say I. See what the Lord said about you. Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, verse 2 and 3. Isaiah 45, verse 2 and 3. Say, I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. Ah, I with your amen, we have the strength of God. I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gate of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. Yes, verse 3. I will give thee the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, I am the God of Israel, that the people will know that the Lord, which called thee by name, I am the God of Israel, I am the God of Cornerstone, I am the God of Sister Kemi, I am the God of the Kinaki, I am the God of Mommy Kemi, I am the God of the children, I am the God of the youth, I am the God of Christ of Fountain Church member, I am the God of the men, I am the God of the women, I have the finances, I have the key of solution. Hallelujah. Can we jump to our feet? Can we jump to our feet? With the reassurance that the Lord is with me as I make my faith journey, as I make my endeavor in the month of August, the Lord is with me, that whatever devil is doing around me does not matter. It does not change the position of God about me. People of God, I'm coming with this word to you this morning. Will you not allow God to take a lead upon your life? Many a times, because we are human, we put the chariot before the horses, and the journey seems to be rough. Sometimes something that arises, God became the secondary, because how we respond. But today, this is what is coming to you. Will you put God first? Will you allow God to take the lead? Will you allow God to take over the affair? Will you allow that God to take charge of your fear and let that fear be evaporated? Let that anxiety be rolled away, because it's with thee. The God of Israel is beside thee and will prove himself strong in your life. In the name of Jesus, welcome to the month of your completion all round, in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with thee. Come on, let's sing this song together. Say, I will put you in front. I need the choir here, please. In front of my melody. Oh, you are all Kaparosha Tataraba. You are all the man. I put you in front. I put you in front of my melody. Hey, you are all. Everybody, sing that song. You are all. I'll make room for two.
You and I, Jesus.
You are all the matter.
I'll make room for two.
Yeah.
You are all the matter.
One more time. I will make room for two.
You are all the matter.
Lord, we say yes to this word.
You are all the matter.
Oh yes.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, o Thank you, Jesus. Continue on that beat. Please, I want everyone to hear. I want you to close your eyes and aim that thing that you are looking but is far off. But that thing that is what you will have. It's what you want to have. It's what it should be on your hand. But it's still far away. I want you to aim at it in your spirit eyes. As that beat goes on, come on, increase that beat.
You are
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Bring it to pass. Even as you sing, hold close your eyes and aim. Choir. Aim it. Look at it. That you are having it.
Oh,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
You are all that
matters. Oh, oh, oh. Lord, we invite you to this matter. Oh Lord, as many of us that invite you, have your will. In Jesus' name. Our time is fast spent. Brother, come. Hello, brother, come. We are joining in 1 second. We are joining in these seconds. Give me Deuteronomy 30, 3 and 4. As we journey, as you lay your word, Kako Paruatata, Ele Peruataha, Ikombele Era, Aparuatata, Ikole Baro Shekede, Esekom Paruada. Eleza aqua ayakata zeku pare tekete shebekete ru pande shebaluada ha ikombrande shahara. Ah, look at what the Lord says here. Then the Lord thy God we turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and we return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God has scattered thee. The 4, verse 4, if any of thy be driven out into the outmost part of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. Apuriada eshaha ele baruada yakata eshakunte abada ile barua ahela baradara e konsebele I koria esekete zerua paka I kombele ele kopela malubrekete I kelebrete everything whatsoever that thing whatsoever that is out of your reach or is out of the reach of your household, whatever is taken away, whatever is gone of you or your household by the virtue of the word that is infinitely great, I speak to you, it is restored in the name of Jesus by miraculous doing of God. By divine performances, they are restored in the name of Jesus. Beyond human reasoning, beyond human contention, beyond what human can think of, the power of the Lord make it to pass in Jesus' name. I use him as a point of contact to everyone that have lost one thing or the other to something that has gone out of your reach. By the help of God, you are thriving, you are flourishing, and you are taking them back. In the name of Jesus. What you will have this time will be far greater. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus, you are restored. It's recovered to you.
Oh, you are all that matters.
Our time is fast spent. Let the grace rest upon you. Grace rest upon you. Grace, 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 grace from here. Grace rest upon you. Grace rest upon you. Grace rest upon you. Grace, grace, grace. Grace to do exploits. Rest upon you. Grace rest upon you. Grace rest upon you. As you sing this song, as you confess it. Grace, 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 grace. Let the electricity of God, where is grace, flow through you right now.
You are all that matters. You are all that matters.
Ah, Jesus.
You are all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. Unto this world. Bible did not ask us to bring a bigger faith, but he said, if you can have faith like a mustard seed. Lord, I pray, according to your word, as many that are here, as they shall apply that simple faith, oh God of heaven and earth, honor their faith in the name of Jesus. And bring that expression to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, on this day, prove yourself in their lives in the name of Jesus. Everything about them is completed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Can we just quickly package our